SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Israeli officials say that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has dissolved the influential war cabinet that was tasked with steering the war in Gaza. The move follows the departure of opposition leader Benny Gantz, an Israeli lawmaker who had joined the coalition in the early days of the war. In California, crews are battling multiple wildfires amid high temperatures and strong winds.
The Post fire burning near Interstate 5 in Gorman on the main north-south route between Los Angeles and Bakersfield led to evacuations from the Hungry Valley State Vehicular Recreation Area, where at least two structures were burned. Kenichi Haskett with the L.A. County Fire Department says strong gusts are hampering efforts by aircraft crews.
When it's windy, it pushes to the, either it just sprays the water everywhere else, or that we don't need it.
Officials warned residents of Castaic near Pyramid Lake they should prepare to leave if the fire pushes further south. As of last night, that fire was nearly 23 square miles and about 2% contained, according to CAL FIRE. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNNews.com, National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill says excessive heat warnings are up for parts of the central U.S. today.
We could hit some triple digits. For the most part, it'll be in the 90s, though, mid to upper 90s. Though some locations are going to be near 100.
More than 63 million people were under heat advisories yesterday. That was stretching from the southwest up through Denver and into Chicago. President Biden's reelection campaign is spending $50 million through the end of June, targeting voters in key swing states. The spending includes boosting a new ad that highlights former President Donald Trump's felony conviction. Over the weekend, Trump courted black voters and conservatives in Battleground, Michigan. On Saturday, he hosted a roundtable discussion at an African-American church in Detroit. This is SRN News. San Francisco declares itself a sanctuary city for transgender people.
It's not clear why such individuals need a sanctuary city. They are free to go where they want and do what they want, just like every other American. But the city is now officially, quote, a sanctuary for transgender, non-gender-conforming, non-binary, and two-spirit people. One city councilman says he hopes the resolution, which has no particular force of law, will encourage young people from other parts of the country to come to San Fran for sex change operations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Missouri judge has rejected the argument that lawmakers intended to impose their religious beliefs on everyone in the state when they passed an abortion ban. It was a case filed by more than a dozen Christian, Jewish, and Unitarian Universalist leaders who support abortion. They sought a permanent injunction last year barring Missouri from enforcing its abortion law. This is SRN News. Passengers and crew on a plane flying to Australia are safe after making an emergency landing.
A passenger plane has landed safely at a New Zealand airport after a fire shut down one of its engines. The nation's fire service says the Virgin Australia Boeing 737-800 jet bound for Melbourne, Australia, landed in Invercargill after the fire forced a diversion. Queenstown Airport spokeswoman Catherine Nin says the cause of the engine fire and the number of passengers on board the plane are not immediately known. Virgin Australia said in an email statement that the incident may have been caused by a possible bird strike. I'm Charles Dulatesma.
A thrilling finish at the U.S. Open yesterday as it came down to the final hole. In the end, Bryson DeChambeau hoisted the trophy, edging Rory McIlroy by one stroke. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.